Get lifted. They already know what time it is. Go ahead and get lifted. Get connected with people who's getting lifted. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. Let's do it.
Feeling suicidal.
I love
What it do? Welcome to Get Lit Radio. Another Sunday here with me, Maggie Love.
Host, as always. That was Suicide
by Donald. Our guest today, man. So, before we bring our guest on, I'm just going to let y'all know how the universe works. Like, this right here is a big interview for me. This is one of the, I will say, as an artist and the progression where he is in his career currently, this is going to be one of my biggest interviews. And then on top of that, the guy who's helping this young man, like, work his ass off, because they definitely been working their asses off. I've been following him for a long time, and just the how these paths have crossed, and I'm so nervous, and I haven't been nervous about it in a long time, but I'm nervous about this one. I've had technical issues and everything, y'all. Like, I'm over here just trying to keep it together, but Lil Donald, man, he's definitely doing his thing. Y'all, make sure y'all track. Make sure you tune in to track on the digital streaming platform Suicide. It's also a video for it. I'm definitely going to talk to him about this track and get a little bit more in depth. But before we bring our guest on, I do want to get into another track of his that I do like. That track is titled Real Pain. If you have not been tuned in to Lil Donald, his music has meaning, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm a fan, and I'm not just saying that because I'm interviewing this guy, because I get a lot of music, and I'm not a fan of it. I may interview the artist, but I may not be there afterwards, and that's just real. But this guy right here, if I ever get an opportunity to pay for a ticket to see him perform, I'm gonna see him perform, because I'm a fan. Here we go, Real Pain. Right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
DJ.
Yeah?
Say dada.
Dada.
Mwah. Voodoo.
I love you.
Love.
I love you. I sold a lot of shit in the Air Force. Signed some bad contracts, made some bad choices. Put my cell phone child support to see my daughter. Now the child support, the reason I don't see my daughter. Cause if I don't get the money, then the jail time. Who the fuck I'ma call when it's bail time? Plug, give me them bags, I'ma sell mine. And bust that scrap, Taco Bell time. Cause the beef ain't shit to a meat eater. D-hole might ride, but they backseaters. They said we were living in the Western world. Why I'm only getting hated on by black people? Goddamn, that's supposed to be my fault. Why the hell they be kicking in my door? Why the hell they wanna come and take my door? You said you were real, what you lie for? Why that pistol to your head make a chain plan? Kid made me change up the game plan. Probably would've shot you 5 years ago. Now I be feeling like a chain man. These niggas wanna write on the internet. That texting, that talking ain't internet. Wanna see all that shit to talk. When before they hit you, just remember that. But some of these niggas ain't worth shots. Shit get talked out for the word out. Before I ever dap another fuck nigga hand, I go ahead, start flicking birds out. These niggas got the mistake bodies. You was shooting the chopper everywhere, and you hit them by mistake, probably. But I ain't gonna debate about it. I would hit them four for the kids. You gon' make me hit them four for real. You gon' make me go a nigga's grill. Cause you ain't never trapped for a meal. Tell the nigga death don't scare me. I ain't like these niggas, don't compare me. If you gon' kill me, then do it, nigga. Don't be tryna let nobody tell me. I remember when the Juice record first hit. All the DJ was playing my shit. All the bad bitches was on my dick. When shit got rough, then everybody switched. When my money got funny, now my baby mama mad. Had to go start back, chugging all bad. Had to go start back, running up a bag. Had to get back to where I'm at. Grandma died, nephew died. Got a poor foe to go to sleep. Why drop a hit after hit, but they don't notice me. Pop them perk, pop them perk, pop them perk, don't hold me. Every time they see me out, I already know they notice me. Hit a whole different ball game.
back on that bullshit. Young Nudie voice.
That was Real Pain by Lil Donald. Make sure you stream Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, subscribe on YouTube. There's a lot of music on there. You can check him out on SoundCloud. Make sure you follow him on Instagram, Lil Donald, L-I-L, Donald. And also on Twitter, I am Lil Donald. With no further ado, I do want to make sure we bring our guest on, Mr. Little Donald. What it do? What it do? What it do?
Little Donald.
Little Donald. My bad. Little Donald. My bad. All right, man. Let me make sure I get that shit right. You already said Little Donald. What's going on, man?
Man, just blessed, man. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Very blessed.
Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know if you heard me, but I've been doing this podcast for about 4 years or so, and I never really had any technical difficulties. And so today, a lot of people who support the platform, they understand how big for me and this platform having you as a guest is. So, you know, I just kind of laughed that off and was like, you know what? I'm going to make this work because I'm getting my interview with Lil Don.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing to be a blessing to, man, support people who building brands and building just like I'm building. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
I never in my mind feel like I'm bigger than nothing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I always support everything and everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Like, your listeners need to hear, you know, the message that I'm giving, you know. Mm-hmm. And I love being a part of something that's genuine. You feel what I'm saying? You could tell that your love for me is genuine. So I'm definitely excited to be a part of.
Boom. Man, just like that. Straight up. I appreciate you for taking the time. Like, I see your work. You're busy. You're doing what it needs to be done. You're feeding your family, taking care of your kids, and you're doing it with something you love. And not on top of that, like, man, you touching a lot of people, bro. Like, you really are making an impact on a lot of people, and you're doing it in a positive way. Like, when I saw that video of them kids at that school reciting the words to your song, the first thing I thought about, bro, was if the kids are really listening to the message, how many kids live in a household where they see what it is that you're talking about in the track Do Better? You feel me?
Yeah, majority. You know, like, I get a lot of kids DM me, like, they mom be going through that, and they wish they mom do better, and this, that, and the other. Like,
wow.
The stories that I get in my DM just crazy.
Wow. So before we get any further into the interview, you know, just give a little background. Let the people know where you're from and, you know, what you represent as an artist.
I'm from the east side, Gresham Road. You know, I've been doing music since I was like 13, you know, like seriously. Since I was 13, like, I was taking it serious. You know, like, I've been in bad contracts, bad situations, but I never really let my obstacles dictate which way I'm going to go. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just always kept going. I always liked to make music that was healing to the heart, you know, because there's a lot of music out here that talk about Lamborghinis, money, women, cars, clothes, whatever. You feel me? And
mm-hmm.
We all don't have that, you know. But what we all do have and what we all do share in common is a struggle, whether it's a financial struggle, a mental struggle, a physical struggle. Like, we all have a struggle. So I like to rap about the struggle and what I've been through and what I can relate to in other people.
For sure. And I was reading your bio, and you know, one thing about you as an artist is you're an open book. You know, you don't hide your struggle and the things that you have gone through. And one of the things that you talked about was growing up in poverty, dealing with a mother who had a drug addiction, you know, and leaving your siblings and yourself behind, and y'all pretty much defend yourself. Not very many artists these days, especially, want anybody to know anything about them in such a way. You know what I'm saying? So what allows you as an artist to be so open?
I just remember growing up, like, when my mom was on drugs, I used to be ashamed of it, and I used to, like, fight a lot at school as soon as somebody cracked the mama joke and all that, until, like, I heard Tupac, Dear Mama, and it gave me the confidence to speak out about my life and my situation. Like, it made me feel like I had somebody to relate to with what I was going through. So with having Tupac to guide me growing up and give me that healing, I felt like I would be that for the people who was ashamed and was going through the same thing that I was going through.
Dope. That's dope. You know, because the Do Better, the suicide, Real Pain, even some of your other tracks, Back and Forth, I've listened to, they all have a message in such a way where, like, either you went through this, or you're writing about maybe somebody close to you who's gone through
every,
this. Because
everything that I rap is real. Like, if I say it, I've been through it, or I went through it, or I've done it or did it before. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, nothing that I'm rapping is like a fairy tale or make believe. If I say I counted 30,000 sleeping on the floor, then I counted 30,000 sleeping on the floor. If I say I drove a road rush through the hood, I drove a road rush through the hood. You feel me? Like, anything that I say, I'm speaking facts of my life or people around me or stuff that I've been through or seen.
So the track Suicide that I played on the intro of the show, and I'll definitely play it again for those who might have missed it. I appreciate everybody who's tuned in. I see you guys on the line. If you want to talk to the if you got a question for the guests or just give a shout out, make sure you press 1 so that we know. I also see you guys over there in the chat room, so I appreciate everybody for tuning in as well. But what I was going to say is the track Suicide, man, I remember when you released that, if I remember correctly, it was so many back to back, but I think it was around the Kate Spade, when she had when it was announced that she committed suicide. But what, you know, say, like, I'm not trying to open up any wounds or anything like that, but is this a situation that you wrote about that was somebody close to you or somebody that you knew?
Yeah, my nephew committed suicide, and it took me a long time to make the record, but I finally, like, it was only my only way to get some closure within my mind of the situation.
Mhm. Yeah, because when I was listening to the track, like, some of the words, you know, you were saying you wish you were there, you wish you would have picked up that phone, you know. So I was like, wait a minute, this don't sound like this song where he just sat down and wrote a song over a beat like most artists do. So,
yeah.
What is your take on that? Like, how do you how do you give advice to other families that may have dealt with the same situation and trying to move on and get healing from something of that magnitude?
Strength is hard to find in yourself and in other people. But I say, like, get some professional help and don't be afraid to talk to people about it and clear your mind or get it off your mind, because if you just walk around holding it on your mind, you can really lose your mind. So mm-hmm. I just say seek professional help.
Seek professional help, which, you know, being in the Black community, that's such a stigma, you know? Like, to see the doctor for? What are you going to therapist for, you know?
Yeah, but see, it's like that's what holds us back so much, because we care so much about what everybody else thinks. I mm-hmm. always grew up and never cared what nobody thought about me. And that's why I'm able to be where I'm at today. Like, when I knew when I dropped Do Better that all the men was going to be like, oh, man, you a hater. You throwing salt on niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I knew I was gonna get all that. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't
yeah.
care. You know, like why should I care because somebody mad because I'm uplifting women? Like, I don't care. I
right.
never care what nobody thinks. You
so
can't care
to
what
do better.
Think
go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
You can't care what people think. If you care what people think, you're gonna go through your whole life making more mistakes than you would make if you didn't care what people thought.
That's very true. I know I kind of try to live my life that way, for sure. Like, I can't really care what people think. Otherwise, hey, I couldn't be a female in love with
yeah.
females, right?
Yeah,
if I care what
it's
people
hard.
Think,
it's
you know?
Hard. It's hard not to care what people think, because the whole world is based off what people think. You feel
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
social media, everything. But once you realize that an opinion is just an opinion and it's not what life should be, like everybody say, oh, bro, you ain't no real nigga if you ain't been to jail. Like, okay, I don't want to be no real nigga then. You feel what I'm saying?
Real.
Like, I'm cool with being, I'm lame then, and I'm going to keep
right.
being lame.
Right, lame as fuck.
Because, yeah, like, because I ain't going to jail for nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. No, I feel good.
If it ain't myself, I ain't going to jail for you. To be cool with
you. When how do you deter people like that? Because I'm sure you probably do, especially after Do Better was released. Because I've seen some of the little videos that were made out there on Instagram, and then like some of the dudes' reactions when their girl listened to the song.
Yeah.
So do you have people that really come up to you and try to say something to you? Like, bro, why you write that song? Like,
I got into an altercation in the mall like a week ago. Dude walked up on me like, hey, bro, you old lame, bro. You this, you that, you that. I said, bro, don't get out my face, bro. You feel me? So he tried to proceed like he was going to book and didn't know I'm licensed to carry my firearm, so... I'm like, look,
mm-hmm.
bro, just go on about your business. You feel me? So he like, nah, bro, my bad. I was just playing, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, I don't even play like that. Bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, go on about your business. You feel me?
Wow. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take a song break. We're going to get into Do Better. After we play this track, let the audience and the listeners hear it. I just want you to talk about, you know, the track and what inspired you to write this particular track.
Oh man, I wrote Do Better for a friend of mine, man. Honestly, I wrote it for a friend of mine who was going through a rough situation in an abusive relationship. I didn't have no more words for her to tell her to leave, so
mm-hmm.
I just decided to give her some advice through a song. So it actually worked out for her. So
there you go, man. Like, you counseling from afar. You don't want to listen to me while I'm in the same room with you. You don't want to listen to my phone call. Guess what? I'm going to tell the world. Maybe you'll listen to
yeah.
it. Here we go with Do Better by Lil Donald. Right here, Get Lifted Radio.
Look,
Look at you thinking you couldn't without them. Now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Yo, it just came back and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve it. You should do better. You fell in love with a fuck nigga. Now you feel like you can't trust me. You the one that would've stuck with him. Know you knew he was a fuck nigga. Why you let him do you like that? Why you let him do you like that? You leave once and be right back. Why you let him do you like that? You let him cheat on you. You let him beat on you. You scared to be single, huh? You need to leave, homie. He call you ugly names. Your mind ain't feeling the same. You going through bodily change. Girl, get back on your game. Friends try to tell you leave him, but you're feeling like you need him. He can cheat right in your face, and you still gon' believe him. Then a good man come along, and you push him away. You push him away. You gotta do better. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him. Now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Yo, it just came back, and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You deserve flowers on Tuesday. Not a single but the bouquet. I know you had a real long day. Let you pop open and do say. Not on Netflix and chill. Baby, that ain't what it is. Need a real boss in your corner. Help you pay some of them bills. I see that stress on your shoulders. Girl, let me take it off. You let them fuck niggas hurt you. Now you won't go with a ball. I see the pain in your eyes. When I look at you. Know you tired of all these niggas. Baby, just hear me through. Got a PlayStation at home. I ain't finna play with you. Tell me what you want. Whatever you need, I'll do. I don't think you know your worth, baby. I can't sit back and watch you hurt, baby. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him. Now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Yo, it just came back and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better.
Yo, your edges came back, and your ass is getting fatter. Woo!
Facts.
But that's some real, like, if you gonna have people paying attention now more so after they done left a relationship than they ever had before. Like, you know what? That dude was right. Her ass is getting fatter. Her edges starting to come back. Yeah, her skin clearing up. Like, ugh.
Yeah, for real. When a girl leave a dude or messed up relationship, you see a couple weeks, a month later, she got a glow. She gained a weight back on herself. She just look way better. Relationship is great.
So when you wrote this song.
The wrong relationship is great.
You're right about that. You know, you are so when you wrote the song and the individual that was in the relationship, have you, you know, spoken to them? Have they reached out to you or anything like that, or you gotten any type of reaction?
Nah, they ain't doing their thing, man. They doing way better than all out of their feelings, so that ain't for me.
Okay. So, you had mentioned in one of your tracks making some bad decisions, you know, signing some deals, blah, 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 you know, how that all goes. So, that's how you are in this position now, which is pretty much your career. You're like with a team behind you, obviously. But talk about that a little bit, man.
Oh, man, just signing deals is always a risk. You feel what I'm saying? Especially when it's not with the right team or the right life. People got to believe in you. You feel what I'm saying? People got to believe in you and what you stand for and be willing to back what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, you're the creator. This is your dream. This is your passion. So they got to be willing to back your passion and what you can create. And if they not ready to back that and they want to try to force their ideas on you, it makes the situation kind of different. So
it's just one of those situations where trying to control.
You got to have the right team.
The artistry and not letting you pretty much have input, trying to make you do things that obviously you don't want to do. So you're like, nah, I ain't with that. So the reason why I asked you to speak on that, because there's so many artists that even hit me up, and when I talk to them and try to consult some of these artists, like they always want to talk about signing a deal, and I try to explain to them and show them the numbers and things of that nature. So sometimes I feel like hearing it come from another artist.
I'm independent.
So
I got my song in the top 25 on the charts, and I'm independent.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do it without a label.
And that's coming from a label. Like being signed to a label where you think being signed to a label gets you to that level of, I guess, Grammys and all that other great stuff that people are striving for. But
I'm signed to a label. I'm just signed to my own label.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So what do you feel like the transition between not being with that label and then creating your own and signing to your own label, what was the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge is just like finding the right team and the right people to work with you on alongside you and transitioning from falling to getting back up. Because once you fall, like as an artist, one of the hardest things to do is to get back up.
And so when you get to a point of like, because some artists, when they fall, they don't know how to get back up. You know, they just done.
it's never easy to get back up. You feel what I'm saying? But it's all about the artist. You know, like you can't expect on a team to get you back up or the fans to get you back up. You got to get them back going. You feel what I'm saying?
Like
I never worked and was like waiting. I never was sitting around waiting on nobody to do nothing for me. I spent my own money to do better. I put 10,000-15,000 in do better before anybody helped me. Really? So
y'all heard that? This man said he put 10,000-15,000 of his own money before anybody helped him. And that's important for y'all to know, because like he said, it's not the fans. It's not the team. You got to pick yourself back up, man. Man, I appreciate you just keeping it real. Like, there's no other way around. I feel like building a brand such as yours, your personality is great. Your interaction with the people is great. Your music, every single track that I've listened to so far, even if it has a trap beat behind it, it still had a message, you know, and it wasn't about what you said, Lamborghinis and the stuff that we don't have. You talking about stuff that we can either relate to, or we have family members or close friends are going through it. So when you wrote Real Pain, I watched that video, your son's in the video. Talk about that track a little bit. Because to me, it felt like you were kind of like letting go a little bit, venting. You feel me?
I didn't even write real pain. I actually just went in the booth. I had my son at the studio with me that day. And he wouldn't be quiet. Like, he wouldn't sit still inside the studio. So I had to take him in the booth with me. And he was just talking in the mic. You feel what I'm saying? So I started talking back to him. And I kept it on the beginning of the song. And I just freestyled. Like, what
I
was
that.
Going through mentally and what was on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you could definitely tell the passion and the verbiage and what you were saying was like, okay, Lil Dom. He got me again. He got me on another one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
What shows you got coming up, man? You just been moving. Y'all was just out there in the Bay Area. Then you came back over here to South Carolina, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What you got next?
Man, just working, man. Getting ready to drop the album in a minute.
Okay. So y'all heard that. We about to get an album. An album. I'm excited about that shit.
Yeah, the album gonna be crazy. Got the album on the way, man.
Any special features or anything like that you want to share? Any more love? Just other than you got an album on the way?
No features on my album. All me.
Okay.
I could have got any rappers in the city, in the world to get on it, but I want to be able to connect with my fans and my fans grow up on with me and not be listening to my album because whoever on it. You feel what I'm saying? I want
right.
to see what I can do on my own 2 feet.
So, when you get in contact with the youth, man, and you go to these different schools, like you've already said that you've gotten a few DMs and things like that from the kids, but do you have any follow ups as far as any type of organizations that you're a part of that deal with the youth that we should know about? Maybe we can donate or help out or any kind of way like that people should know about?
I'm actually going to start my own organization. And DJ JT has an organization that I support and help fully. I can't call the name right off the bat. But DJ JT is DJ for 107.9. If you don't know, but he has an organization, and it's called the BAM program.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get with Unc and find out, and start sharing that information.
Yeah, it's called the BAM program. That's what it's called, and there's DJ JT, and I fully support his program because I went to like a boys and girls club with him to talk to some kids and stuff. So
cool. That's what I'm talking about. Like being involved in the community, especially nowadays, and then the fact that you have children yourself, I think that's huge as an artist because so many artists have, like you said, their egos are so big, like. They don't even want to be on a level where it seems like you're not on my level. You ain't got my kind of money. So that's another thing I like about you. Like I see you like really are just a laid back dude. Like you're not flashy. You performing in a white t-shirt and jogging pants. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like
I like to be comfortable, man.
You're like, I don't need
I like
40 pounds of jewelry
like,
on my neck.
Yeah, like I could have been bought chains and jewelry and all that, but it don't do nothing for me, you know. Like it don't, you know, like I ain't gonna say I won't buy now later, but I just that's not my focus right now.
Yeah, for sure. So before we let you go,
I'm trying to open up businesses and companies and stuff like that. Like my focus ain't on wearing no jewelry.
I understand that. I don't understand how they even perform with that all that on my neck. Most I got dreads and my jump be heavy.
Most of it be fake anyway. It ain't that heavy because it's fake.
He said, it ain't going to pass the diamond tester.
I'm telling
you. Before I let you go, man, if you had an opportunity to perform overseas, where would
say
you want to go? If you had an opportunity to perform overseas right now, where would you want that? Where would you want to go and perform?
I couldn't say. I got a huge overseas following. I just don't know. Like I just wanted to just be somewhere where it's just genuine love. Like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Like I just want genuine love. Like and they. I know overseas they love us, so I can't. It doesn't matter where I go. I'm ready to go. They calling though.
I'm calling already. You said they calling already.
Man, everybody calling. Everybody trying to get Lil Donna in the building.
Lil Donna, we need another Lil Donna. You need more than one of you now, huh?
Nah, I'm telling you, they working. It's all good, though.
Hey, but you know what, though? You and Unc, y'all definitely, man, because I believe I started following you around March. And since March, bro, I swear, I feel like I've been following you for a whole year.
Yeah.
Like, you really been putting a lot of work. So, you know, congratulations and hats off to y'all, man. Keep doing what you do. Before we let you go, can you let the people know where they can follow you and get your hear your music and all that great stuff?
Oh, man. Follow me on Instagram, Lil Donna. Twitter, I am Lil Donna. Snapchat, Lil Donna 34. Album on the way. You dig what I'm saying? Just stay tuned, man. I got a lot of great stuff coming and on the way, man. And I thank y'all, Blog Talk Radio, man, for having me. You dig?
For sure, man. Well, I appreciate you, man. Go spend some time with your kids. I know you just got back in town. And, hey, I'll keep up with you. We'll share your performances and all that good stuff. And keep a breath. Stay safe.
Oh, man, I appreciate you.
For sure. Y'all make sure y'all follow Lil Donald on Instagram at Lil Donald. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. I am Lil Donald. Stream his music on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes. It's out there. It's on SoundCloud. He's on YouTube. He's even on Dat Pic, man. I search him. He's everywhere. So you can also check him out on GetListedEntertainment.com. I'm going to end this joint with his track, Suicide. Make sure you follow him. I am Lil Donald on Twitter, Lil Donald on Instagram. Bow!
Before you take all those pills and take your life. Before you hang yourself and put that gun in your head, understand what you leave behind.
Oh, no.
I know you've been feeling suicidal.
I know. Yeah.
I know you've been feeling suicidal.
I know.
Nobody told you I love you. I love you. I promise I mean.
I love you.
I know all the problems. Facing me hurting, you know it ain't easy.
I know it.
They think that you're strong, you hiding them problems so they don't believe.
Oh, they don't believe.
Where all the love, where all the love when you need it.
Need it.
I know it feel like ain't nobody got your back.
I know.
Don't you do your family
don't
like
do that.
That. Once you do it, know it ain't no coming back.
Ain't no coming
go
back.
Get some help and try to get yourself on track. Before you take all them pills,
stop.
Scratch by all them bills.
Yeah.
They don't see all your scruff.
They don't.
They ain't see you climb them hills.
They didn't.
No, you ain't got nobody.
I know it.
Every time shit get real.
Every time.
I know you don't think that God got you.
I know you
but I know he will.
He will.
I know them nights you were crying enough. All of them problems kept adding up. All of that money wasn't good enough.
It'd
be a blessing right after it's tough.
Yeah.
You gotta hold on.
Hold on.
You gotta stay strong. You love them and they broke your heart, but you gotta move on. Look in the mirror, you're beautiful. I know you get tired of amusing. I'm trying my best to get through this, cause I know what the devil trying to do to you. Here go my hand, hold. Here go my ears,
talk to me.
I got your back.
Cause I know you weak.
I know.
Nobody told you I love you, I love you, I promise I mean
it. I love you.
I know all the problems you facing be hurting, you know it ain't easy.
I know it ain't easy.
They think that you're strong, you hiding them problems so they don't believe.
Oh, they don't believe.
Where all the love, where all the love when you need it? I know it feel like ain't nobody got your back.
I know.
Don't you do your family like that.
Don't do that.
Once you do it, know it ain't no coming back. Go get some help and try to get yourself on track. Rest in peace, Quentin Jackson. Still don't know what happened. Should've picked up the phone to talk to you. That shit hurt me bad. We be trying to kill folks tough, though. When we don't give them enough, though. I know you probably been unfollowed. Put that gun down and unload. Just start one day telling you love. You don't know how much that means. Know they always got a smile on their face. But things ain't good as they seem. Just hug right now and tell you God. You don't know how much that help. You don't know everybody out here facing problems, but it's hard to face problems yourself. I know you fed up, just hold your head up. The devil gon' let up. God got you. Ain't nobody else won't be there for you tonight. I got you. I got you.
I promise.
I know you've been feeling suicidal.
I know. I'm here.
I know you've been feeling suicidal.
I know.
Nobody told you I love you, I love you, I promise I mean.
I love you.
I know all the problems you facing be hurting, you know it ain't easy.
I know it ain't.
They think that you're strong, you hiding them problems so they don't believe.
Oh, they don't believe.
Where all the love, where all the love when you need it?
Where all the love?
I know it feel like ain't nobody got your back.
I know the feeling.
Don't you do your family like that.
Don't leave your family.
Once you do it, know it ain't no coming back.
No coming
go get
back.
Some help and try to get yourself on track.
I got you.
I know you've been feeling suicidal.